The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, June 28th, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. This is your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. The title for today's broadcast, folks, The Slippery Slope is Made of Glass, because it's designed to shatter. Now, there are a few areas that I wish to touch on as we, well, slide down this slope. So I'm going to categorize each area. But before I do, I want to make you aware of a couple of things. Now, I caught the last 40 minutes or so of Michael Rivero's show, and he kind of took the wind out of my sails in reporting that Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced today to 20 years in federal prison for her involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. But, you know, in a short statement, I watched this on YouTube, folks. You know, I was sitting there watching the courthouse, and all the cameras were out there waiting for the people to come out. And I guess it was either the victims or the victims' attorneys came out and made a short statement. But there was a short statement that was made to the press by Maxwell's lawyer. And it was disgusting because she painted the picture that Maxwell was the victim. She, Maxwell, was taking the brunt of all the crimes of Epstein. And Epstein took no fault. He claimed no responsibility, and he escaped his crimes, as we, well, were fed that he committed suicide. That's still up in the air, leaving Maxwell to take the heat. So her attorney plans on appealing this case, and in her words, she is confident that the verdict will be overturned. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we? But also, before I get into the report for today, I wanted to mention that Michael Stringer, the sergeant at arms at the White House during the January 6th demonstration. Now, Michael resigned his post, I want to remind you, the day after the event. His job as the chief law enforcement and protocol officer, the sergeant at arms, enforces all the rules of the Senate, all of its standing rules, its standing orders, its rules for the regulation of the Senate wing, the rules for impeachment trials, and coordinates all official events and the visits for the Senate. Now, he was allegedly supposed to appear in front of the January 6th committee today. Michael was the guy who repeatedly called for National Guard backup that Pelosi declined, and also was reporting what he called professional agitators. Well, wouldn't you know it, Michael died yesterday, and no further explanation has been given. A coincidence, folks? Draw your own conclusions. But with that, back to the areas of discussion for today. I've got four areas I wish to touch on tonight. Area one, creepy Joe Biden, the lead actor in this ongoing puppet show that we're witnessing, an old, cognitively failing, bumbling idiot, fraudulently implanted into the presidency by his handlers. Joe, I like to sniff little girls, Biden. That's going to be area one. Area two is going to be the latest SCOTUS decision regarding guns and abortion. and what they mean. Area 3 is going to be the war on Ukraine and what it's really all about. And Area 4, the war they've now declared on our most precious asset, our children and grandchildren. So I want to start with the bungling puppet Biden as he delivered his remarks to us on June 24th regarding the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court decision, on overturning Roe v. Wade, and just highlight a few of the lies he fed us during that ridiculous presentation. And folks, I have to tell you, this man's hypocrisy is so bad that it's difficult for me to even listen to this fool when I prepare a report. I want you to listen to this. Go ahead, Mike. Play clip one.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
Today, the Supreme Court took away a constitutional right. It's a sad day for the court and for the country. This buffoon is supposed to be a graduated lawyer. So my first comment is, where, Joe, in the Constitution does it read that a person has the constitutional right to kill a baby? It doesn't. So there's your first lie within the first minute of his speech. And my second comment regarding his opening is, if you are so concerned about our Constitution, Joe, even though what you just said is a lie, then why are you pulling out all the stops to try to strip law-abiding Americans of their Second Amendment rights? Folks, this man's hypocrisy is beyond comprehension. Because one of the buffoon's handlers, Susan Rice, is behind the scenes. She, behind Biden, behind the scenes move to prevent us from purchasing ammunition. There was an article put out by Dan Zimmerman on June 15th with the headline reading, "Breaking: Biden Administration Moves to Cut Off Lake City." Lake City, I believe, is in Missouri. Cut them off from selling to the public 223 or 5.56 ammunition from the commercial market. The Lake City Winchester factory is where they manufacture about 30% of the ammunition for our civilian market, mostly 5.56 and 223 ammunition for the AR-15 rifle. And the rifle the administration has on the top of its target list. The Biden administration has told the Lake City Winchester facility to stop selling ammunition to the general public. And also from Fox News, the House Judiciary Committee member Matt Gaetz out of Florida, I like this guy, sounded off last Tuesday, on news that the Internal Revenue Service, the Railroad Retirement Board, and other federal agencies have been stocking up on thousands of rounds of ammunition as civilians face shortages, and President Biden continues to claim no one needs such volumes of bullets. Well, if no one needs such volumes of bullets, Joe, then why is it that all of your agencies are buying up? Now, here's what Matt Gaetz had to say. He says, call me old-fashioned, but I thought the heaviest artillery an IRS agent would need would be a calculator. I imagine the IRS in green eye shades and cubicles, not busting doors down and emptying Glock clips on our fellow Americans. Certainly it's troubling that in 2022 alone, the IRS has spent around $725,000 on ammunition. So here's the Biden plan. Disarm Americans. Open the border, which, by the way, I don't know whether you heard this or not, folks, but they just found a semi-truck off I-35 down by San Antonio with about 50 deceased, well, undocumented or illegal immigrants. And I have to tell you, that's on Joe Biden. He should be impeached over that. It's because of his policies or lack of carrying out the current laws in this country that have caused the death of those people. And I don't care whether you're black, white, red, yellow, Hispanic, I don't care what you are. I believe in the right to life. Those people did not deserve to die. So He wants to disarm Americans, leave the border open, empty the prisons. But rest assured, they'll still collect your taxes, folks, because they need that $725,000 worth of ammunition, apparently, to get the job done. Now, tax cheat isn't usually a term we hear alongside armed and dangerous. And there was a report that showed over a 10-year period, the IRS actually stockpiled $11 million worth of ammunition. Add that little tidbit to the administration adding to IRS enforcement funding, as well as adding, get this, 87,000 new agents. Break that down by state, folks. That's about, what is it? That's about 1,600 new agents per state. And, well, I'm sure that gives us all a warm, fuzzy feeling, doesn't it? After all, it's for your own protection, folks. But back to the bumbling buffoon Biden. On the one hand, according to the buffoon, SCOTUS just took away our constitutional right to kill babies, but is denying our Second Amendment rights, and that's okay. Mm-hmm, I see. But let's hear another lie from the buffoon in the same speech. Go ahead and play clip two, Mike.
Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. As chairman and ranking member...
Oh, God. God, give me a break. Gag me with a spoon. With Roe gone, the health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. At this point, I want to interject a thought for you to ponder, folks. Remember when the Supreme Court refused to hear any emergency arguments regarding the 2020 election fraud? And now it seems, for some reason, that the courts are actually appearing to uphold the Constitution, not only on the decision with Roe v. Wade, but also on the recent decision regarding expanding gun rights. Out of the AP on June 23rd, headline, Supreme Court expands gun rights with a nation divided. This is by Jessica Gresko. Now, I'm going to read an excerpt from that article for you. In a major expansion of gun rights after a series of mass shootings, the Supreme Court said Thursday that Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense, a ruling likely to lead to more people being legally armed. The decision came out as Congress and the states debate gun control legislation. These two decisions, brought forth just last week, has ignited the left to the point where we are now starting to see the demonstrations, the rioting erupt in several cities, once again in D.C. and Portland and in Austin and other cities across the U.S., as we saw in 2020. And by the way, I watched, I don't know, about 20 different clips of these people that were demonstrating, to put it nicely. These people have lost it, folks. These people are nuts. Some of the things that I watched on these videos that I saw them do were absolutely unconscionably outrageous. I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but I have to say that these people have to be possessed. Now, my question to you, has the Supreme Court actually now grown a pair? Or are they compromised, intimidated, and or bought off, as we suspected by their lack of action regarding the suspected 2020 election fraud? And are these decisions by design as an excuse to ignite the left, manifesting a reason for implementing martial law? Something to think about, folks. I don't know the answer to that, but I do suspect it's possible. All of this stuff that's been going on, all of the Department of Justice and trying to paint us all as a white supremacist, and we're the main target over and above Russia, China, or anybody else. We, white supremacists, you know, radicals, are the main target. We're the main cause. Well, they can't get us to do anything because they know that's a lie. So are they using this as an excuse to ignite the left to implement martial law? I'll leave that question with you. But the buffoon goes on to use the decision as an attempt to steer people into voting for Democrats in the upcoming midterms, should they even happen, claiming that they can remedy the situation by voting Democrat. Listen to this. Go ahead, Mike. Play clip three.
The court literally taking America back 150 years. This is a sad day for the country, in my view. but it doesn't mean the fight's over. Let me be very clear and unambiguous. The only way we can secure a woman's right to choose, the balance that existed, is for Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law. No executive action from the president can do that. And if Congress, as it appears, lacks the votes to do that now, voters need to make their voices heard. This fall, we must elect more senators and representatives who will codify women's right to choose into federal law once again. Elect more state leaders to protect this right at the local level. We need to restore the protections of Roe as law of the land. We need to elect officials who will do that. This fall, Roe is on the ballot. Personal freedoms are on the ballot. The right to privacy, liberty, equality, they're all on the ballot.
Oh, my God. The only way we can restore a woman's right to choose is to restore the provisions of Roe v. Wade as federal law. The Congress lacks the votes to do that now. Really, Joe? The Congress currently has the majority, Joe. Just another lie by the buffoon, folks. Voters need to make their voices heard this fall. We must elect more senators and representatives who will codify a woman's right to choose in federal law once again. This fall, Roe is on the ballot. The right to privacy, liberty, equality, they are all on the ballot, according to the buffoon. Really, Joe? Privacy that has been eroded over the years to the point where we can't walk out our doors without being surveilled? Liberty? Tell that to the hundreds being denied bail in your justice system for attempting to make their voices heard and maintaining their liberty, folks, at January 6th. Equality? Equality for who? Those only who agree with your demonic views on the right to choose which babies live and which babies die, all of the way up to their birth, and in some cases beyond. It's amazing, folks. It's dystopian. I swear, and I said this on, I don't know, maybe last week or week before show, I swear that somewhere along the line, I got caught up in the Mandela effect. I can't believe what's going on in this country. Which leads me to area number two, the latest Supreme Court decisions and what they mean. First, the decision as a constitutional right to protect ourselves with a firearm as a right, not a decision left to a bureaucrat who gets to decide whether you do or you don't get to carry by making you prove to their liking that it is necessary in your line of work or due to your current circumstances. That just went out the window with this decision, folks. And I know there's a lot of appointed bureaucrats, left wing, I'm sure, that are just beside themselves because they no longer have the authority to dictate to you just out of their own, well, biased decision, that because you're this or you're that or you're the other thing, you don't get to carry a firearm. Now, that decision was, I guarantee you, to the chagrin of many of these pompous, unappointed, holier-than-thou bureaucrats, I am sure. And you know what, folks? We've got a break coming up here in about a minute. But I've decided that in regard to this, I'm going to use myself as an example and what I went through last year just to try to get a concealed carry permit in the state of Arizona. And by the way, in the state of Arizona, you can open carry. I can strap on my Doc Holliday 45, walk down the street, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Anyway, we'll take the break. When I get back, I'm going to share my experience with you with DPS, Department of Public Safety here in Arizona. Be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning?
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I want to remind you that the Supreme Court decision regarding the guns, this New York case, okay, it's a constitutional right. It's not a law. It's a right. It's a Second Amendment right, but it's a right given to us by God to protect ourselves. It's not a decision that an unappointed official can make biasly just because they don't like your race, creed, color, or your background or whatever. Now, I will make exceptions. You know, if you're a felon or you're mentally unstable or whatever, okay, that's one thing. But an average American trying to protect themselves, they do not have the right or the authority to tell us that we can't protect ourselves. So I'm going to use myself as an example here. In December of 2020, folks, I took a firearms course. And at its conclusion, I applied for a concealed carry permit with the state of Arizona. I filled out all the pertinent paperwork and submitted the application around mid-December, along with the extortionate amount of money that they wanted. And I waited and waited and waited till around mid-February. And not having received my permit, I called the instructor that gave me the gun course, who had told me it usually takes about 2 weeks, but he had heard of people having to wait longer because of COVID. Oh, interesting. How many times have we heard that excuse? Well, it's because of COVID. It's delayed because of COVID. I heard that I don't know how many times. So he said that could be the reason. I waited until about mid-March before I called the Arizona Department of Public Safety to inquire as to the problem. I was transferred by the receptionist to a lady by the name of Brenda, badge number 10410. She was the decision maker in charge, and of course, she didn't answer, so I left a message. I received no return phone call. Another 2 weeks go by. Now it's early April, and again, I call DPS and trying to get an answer. This time, after once again identifying myself and expressing concern as to not hearing from Brenda, the receptionist, with a very condescending attitude, blurts out that the likely to delay is due to the fact that I lied on my application and omitted telling DPS about my previous conviction for what she called my war deception. I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what she was talking about. I asked her to transfer me to Brenda and, once again, left a detailed voice message, only to not receive a phone call. I finally receive in the mail on April 23rd, 2021, a letter that was conveniently dated April 9th, 2021. 2 weeks it sat in somebody's box before they mailed it, informing me that they needed additional information regarding, and I'll read this from the letter. This is in capital letters. Your criminal history record indicates an arrest warrant dated September 12th, get this folks, 1980, by the Fort Wayne Police Department for war deception. And they wanted, of course, all the documentation from the court and the police department regarding the alleged arrest, the court findings, and the outcome of the incident. They wanted it within 20 days of the date of their letter, which was, and I'll remind you, April the 9th. So, yes, I believe they deliberately held that letter for 2 weeks before they mailed it, knowing it would be impossible for me to comply. So I submitted a request to the Department of Public Safety for a 30-day extension, while simultaneously contacting both the Fort Wayne Police Department and the Court of Jurisdiction. The court, as I was about to find out and already suspected, had no record of any such action, as this was before the introduction of computers, and of course all who may have been there at one time and remembered anything had either retired or died. So, the Fort Wayne Police Department instructed that I had to snail mail a request that they would provide me. They had to mail it to me, they couldn't email it to me, and pay for my, quote, rap sheet that would be mailed to me within 10 days. So again, I waited. And when I finally received the rap sheet was of, the name on it was Alyssa Jocelyn. She was a female born in 1997. Now, how the Fort Wayne Police Department could screw that up so badly, I have no answer. So I called them. I explained my dire situation of being on a timeline, and Erica, that was her name, as nice as she was, she made an exception, and she emailed me my rap sheet. Come to find out, the war deception never depicted an arrest, nor did it even depict what the offense was. It was simply a notice to appear. In the rap sheet, folks, all it said was September 12th, 1980, location ACWD, wherever that is, charge war deception, disposition 92280, cleared, amount $25. In conversation with both the Fort Wayne Police Department and an attorney representing matters such as this, they both concluded that the entire fiasco was, in their words, laughable. The Fort Wayne Police Department told me that the allegation was so insignificant and so old that they would have thrown it in the garbage. The attorney informed me that this was not unusual. He sees this all the time, as DPS does this deliberately in hopes that people will eventually get frustrated and give up on their endeavor, which, by the way, knowing me as you, I'm sure you do, I don't get frustrated. Well, I do that, but I don't give up. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host for this Tuesday. The attorney that I had spoken with informed me that this was not unusual. He sees this all the time, as Department of Public Safety does this deliberately in his mind or in, you know, his experience, in the hopes that people will eventually just give up. Well, I don't give up, folks. And in the end, on May 19th of 2021, more than 6 months after applying, I finally received my concealed carry permit. And I am convinced that the receiving of my permit was reluctantly issued only after a detailed letter I wrote Brenda at DPS accompanying the rap sheet, which, by the way, never did depict what it was that I allegedly was arrested for. And from what I read, I wasn't even arrested. I was sent a notice to appear. So I'm not going to bore you with the entire content of this letter that I wrote, but I'm just going to read to you a couple of excerpts. This is to Brenda. In my attempts with both the court and the Fort Wayne Police Department to ascertain specifically what the alleged charge was, neither could give me a definitive answer, as it was too old. All parties, however, both the court and the police department, agree that the alleged event is of such glaring insignificance that it should never have warranted such a lengthy delay. Legal counsel has informed me that such an insignificant action should not or would not preclude or deny the issuance of a CCW permit.
So I would politely ask you to cease further delay and issue my CCW permit, as said delay is now closing in on 6 months. Any correspondence other than a permit promptly issued will warrant the intervention of my attorney, and I left his name blank. You are welcome to contact either Erica or Beth or the attorney named. Erica or Beth both work at the Fort Wayne Police Department to confirm my findings. I mailed that letter on May 14, 2021. Allowing 2 days to get there and 2 days to get back, it's interesting that on May 19th, which was 5 days after I sent the letter, I received my permit. Now, this is just one personal example of how multiple thousands, I'm sure, in a populace are deliberately being screwed with by appointed bureaucrats on power trips, ignoring our constitutional rights and taking it upon themselves to play God in such decisions. And the recent Supreme Court decision hopefully will now alleviate this massive ongoing stress and inconvenience, not only for myself, I've already been there, but for thousands, if not millions of Americans who may have already gone through the same BS. So on the one hand, we have a Supreme Court upholding our Second Amendment rights to defend ourselves. And on the other, we have a buffoon doing everything he can to backdoor either limiting or eliminating ammunition, signing into law red flag laws at the federal level, and vilifying reasonable decisions by the Supreme Court. Folks, when your neighbor down the street gets aggravated because you've not weeded your yard or mowed it for a month or so, or you trip and fall while attempting to mow your grass, and the biddy calls inner concern to authorities over her perception of your competence or incompetence, you may now expect a SWAT team at your door at 4 a.m. in the morning looking for your firearms. Oh, for your own protection, of course. And secondly, the overturning of Roe v. Wade did nothing more than revert the abortion regulations back to the states and took it out of federal jurisdiction. And again, I reiterate what I had seen in these clips that I had watched about these demonstrations, to put it lightly, that have gone on across the country regarding this and the people that attended this. I scratch my head and ask myself, what happened to this country? But my suggestion to all those, and I'll be politically correct here, those birthing persons of whom for whatever reason, do not wish to take on the responsibilities of raising a child, reasonable or not, either move to a state that will support your decision or, well, maybe in the future, consider contraceptives. The decision certainly does not warrant massive demonstrations and riots across the country and breaking into pregnancy centers. But again, I mention, maybe, folks, it's by design. Maybe whatever they try to pull on us, we are such a peace-loving community of individuals, like-minded, awakened people, that there's nothing they can do to us to get us to pick up a firearm and shoot first. Maybe it's by design. They know they can agitate the left. That played out in spades over the weekend. Think about that as I continue. Area 3. The war in Ukraine and what it's really all about. We know that, although the buffoon would have us think otherwise, the real reason for the rising gas prices, the inflation, and coming food shortages has little, if nothing, to do with Vladimir Putin. We know, in viewing the damning emails and videos on Hunter Biden's laptop, that the Biden crime family, along with other crime families, are up to their eyeballs in corruption over there, with Burisma, with the biolabs, with the collusion with Ukrainian and Russian oil oligarchs, etc., etc. But even more than that, folks, suppose you had a monopoly on a business that manufactured, crutches. And nobody on the planet ever broke their leg. One of two things would happen. Either you would go out of business, or if you were nefarious, a nefarious character, you might, well, develop a plan to ensure that enough people around the globe suffered broken legs. Like maybe subcontracting like-minded companies manufacturing defective ladders, or paint companies offering to paint sidewalks, walkways, and hotel lobbies with paint containing slippery oil that never quite dries, or many other possibilities, ensuring that your crutch company stayed in business. There is a company like this, folks, with subcontractors. Subcontractors such as Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and Boeing, etc. It's called the Military Industrial Complex. They manufacture tanks and guns and missiles and aircraft, etc. All for supposedly many countries' defense budget. Unfortunately, in the case of the United States, the UK, and NATO participants, it's not really a defense budget. It's an offense budget. Listen to this, folks. On May 23rd, 2022, an excerpt from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, written by the International Security Program's senior advisor, Mark F. Cancione. What does $40 billion in aid to Ukraine buy? This is May 23rd, 2022. Congress has approved $40 billion, that's billion with a B, in aid for Ukraine and other countries affected by the conflict, the sixth aid package since the war began. A major change is that this package looks ahead months rather than weeks. An aid package provides $19 billion for immediate military support to Ukraine, continuing the effort that has been vital to sustaining Ukrainian resistance. We all know that's a farce. Ukraine cannot win this war. And $3.9 billion to sustain U.S. forces deployed to Europe. That's NATO countries, folks. The package also contains about $16 billion for economic support to Ukraine, global humanitarian relief, and a wide variety of international programs, as well as $2 billion for long-term support to NATO allies and Department of Defense modernization programs. How much of that money do you think is going to go right back as kickbacks to all of these politicians that are in the game? We can see it in spades, folks. We're watching the rhinos being uncloaked. So what is the war really about? Well, there are many geopolitical reasons, but mainly the goal is to wash money out of the tax bases of the U.S. and Europe through Ukraine and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. The goal is the same as it was in Iraq, in Afghanistan, or Vietnam, or pick your country. An endless war. Now, I want you to have a listen to this, folks. This is an Irish member of the European Parliament that stood up on the floor and told the truth about what's really going on in there. Mike, go ahead and play clip four.
Thanks, President. The goal is an endless war, not a successful war. Those were the words of Julian Assange in 2011 in relation to the war in Afghanistan, words which could now equally apply about Ukraine. Ukraine should absolutely be able to join the EU, but on terms that don't bankrupt its people and when it's ready and when a majority of its people choose. But that certainly will not be happening while the country is an active war zone, and everybody knows it. So instead, we're artificially prolonging this war with a steady flow of heavy weapons, attacking peace efforts as appeasement. The EU is guaranteeing a stalemate and ensuring that Ukraine will never be able to choose its own path. President von der Leyen gave the game away last Friday when she said Ukrainians are ready to die with the European perspective. My God, what a deluded narcissist. The real plan here, we know candidate status is bait and a trap. The real plan is to transform Ukraine into a meat grinder, use its people as cannon fodder in an endless proxy war against Russia, with the European taxpayer footing one bill after another for the arms industry. There's nothing to celebrate in that.
By the way, folks, if you want to hear that again, that's posted on the RBN website. The words of hero journalist Julian Assange in 2011. The goal is an endless war, not a successful war. Julian Assange, who the UK is planning to extradite to the United States. A man held in captivity longer, much longer, than those involved in January 6th. A man whose crime is nothing more than exposing these psychopaths, these narcissists, as this woman points out, for the criminals that they are. President von der Leyen gave the game away last week when she said Ukrainians are ready to die for the European perspective. A deluded narcissist. The real plan? Fleecing the European, and I might add U.S., taxpayer, flitting one bill after another for the arms industry. Oh, and also to cover up the crimes of the Bidens, the Kerrys, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, etc., and grind any evidence into war-torn spoils. Yes, the Ukrainians are ready to die. No, they're not. You know, I got a Skype message, and I get these all the time, folks. I get these from people, I don't know where they're at. They're always a woman, and they always have a picture of this beautiful woman. But this one message that I got, actually it wasn't a Skype message, it was an email that I got from evidently a girl that I had communicated with over in Ukraine. This is before I went to the Philippines. And she asked me if I was still around and asked me if we could pick up communications again. And she informed me that she was no longer in Ukraine. She had moved to, I believe it was one of the stands, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, one of those stands, but she was out of there. So no, you know, at least from that email that I got, these people aren't willing to die for this. These people want out of this. These people, like this woman said, are being ground up in a meat grinder for the profits of these criminals, these nefarious, demonic criminals who don't give a hoot and holler about life. And speaking of that, I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Meanwhile, on the home front, let's go ahead and get into that now. We have Area 4, the war that they've now declared. Speaking of Skype, I just got another message from one of those people. God knows who they are. Anyway, the war they've now declared on our most precious asset, folks, our children and our grandchildren. I couldn't let this report end without allowing our government-appointed gremlins a few minutes to insult their intelligence a couple of times, as they continue their relentless assault on both our health, our lives, and now even a further insult on both our young children and grandchildren and infants. Now, before I get into this, well, I'll tell you what. Let's see. I've got a break coming up here in a couple minutes. But I'm going to tie this all together, folks, because, you know, in preparing for this report today, and I usually do it on Monday, and I look at a lot of different clips. I listen to a lot of different shows. I kind of get a consensus. Every once in a while, I'll steal a clip from Jones or Adams or, you know, one of those guys. And I hear, well, let's take Marco for a moment. He called in at the end of Michael Rivero's show last hour, and he went off on a rant for 10 minutes, and I sat there and listened to him very intently. And he's right, you know, I believe he is right, is that, you know, people are sitting back on their hands waiting for an election and thinking that this is all going to be overthrown. Well, they're already preparing, folks, to lock us down again. Joe Biden said so. All right. This $40 billion that's going to the Ukraine, you know, with providing funds to the military-industrial complex to beef up what's left of the Ukrainian army and to put in covertly, probably, NATO forces, and I've also heard reports of the CIA is already on the ground in Ukraine. This is a prolonged war, an extended war. And in order to bring us into full submission, full dominance with Klaus Santa Claus Schwab's COVID-19, the Great Reset, we have to get rid of both Russia and China. That's what this is all about. Okay, it's just the Ukraine is nothing more than a proxy war, and the United States government is funding the whole thing. How many people have to die over this one? And we already have seen the results of Libya, of Iraq, of what's going on in Syria. I mean, all of this, folks, it never ends. These people have no heart. They have no empathy. All they care about is the almighty dollar and control. And yes, I do believe that their goal is to decrease the population down to 500 million. Obviously, anybody that can't see that doesn't have two brain cells to rub together, because they're attacking us from all angles. I hear the music. When we get back, I'm going to go into Area 4, talking about this approval by the CDC to start shooting our six-month-old infants up with poison. Be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Folks, we're back from National Intel Report. Now, I'll tell you what, I couldn't let this report go by without letting you listen to a couple of these government-appointed gremlins insult your intelligence a couple of times. And I want to remind you, I'm going to put this out here, because I'm going to play a couple, actually I'm going to play them right after the top of the hour, and then I'll open the phone lines. I want you to remember, and I heard this from a couple of different psychologists in the past, that psychopaths, or narcissists, what do you call it, well, there's a few different names for it, but they don't have any feelings, they don't have any emotion, they don't have any empathy, they can't really relate to, they have no feelings of guilt or whatever. That's why they can, you know, massacre thousands of people in a war and they don't even care. But they emulate us. They emulate our emotions. So right after the top of the hour, I'm going to play a couple of clips for you by a couple of these appointed government officials. And I want you to notice the glee that they have, the excitement that they have. And I want you to remember that these people obviously are either completely brainwashed or they're psychopaths, because they know that what's in those shots is poison. And by the way, I don't know whether you're aware of this. This ran across my desk here yesterday. Both Pfizer and Moderna has petitioned the CDC to eliminate the trials, because they're going to put deviations in the vaccines. And they don't want to have to go through the trials again. And they want to basically bury it because of the report that was put out after the FOIA request, where we found out what kind of poison was in there, okay? They don't want that to happen again, so they've petitioned the CDC to just bury it as they approve this vaccine for infants as young as 6 months old. But I want to set the mystery, I want to set the mood for what I'm about to say by just playing maybe, I don't know, 20 seconds of what I think this is. Well, what it really is. Go ahead and play clip 5, Mike. They're performing their magic again, waving their magic wands in front of all the gullible young parents willing to listen. The magical mystery tour. That's what it is. It's a mystery tour, okay? Waiting to take them away. Performing their magic on their compromised airwaves and all of the mainstream media outlets to convince young parents, naive parents, parents that have young children just for the first time, maybe, to go ahead and have them roll up their little sleeves and get jabbed with poison. Now, we're going to take a break, go to the top of the hour. When we'll get back, we're going to start. I want you to hear from the COVID response coordinator and White House magician, Dr. Ashish Jha. Top of the hour coming up. Be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Second hour coming up.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.